A reading from the book of Daniel. Then I, Daniel, turned to the Lord God to seek an answer by prayer and supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, keeping covenant and steadfast love with those who love you and keep your commandments. We have sinned and done wrong, acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Righteousness is on your side, O Lord, but open shame, as at this day falls on us, the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. Open shame, O Lord, falls on us, our kings, our officials, and our ancestors, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by following his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Good evening, and welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad you're here this night. If you're new and visiting for the first time, we have a little card in your pew, and you can get our e-newsletter or sign up to be a friend of music and find out what other musical services are going on here at the cathedral. As many of you know, our choir is preparing to take a trip to England in the summer of 2014 to sing at Canterbury Cathedral and Westminster Abbey, and they are raising money to go on a trip and sing at those beautiful cathedrals, so I hope you'll be generous in your offering this evening. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Let us pray. O God, our King, by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the first day of the week, you conquered sin, put death to flight, and gave us the hope of everlasting life. Redeem all of our days by this victory. Forgive our sins, banish our fears, make us bold to praise you and to do your will. And steel us to wait for the consummation of your kingdom on that last great day, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Look with compassion, O Lord, upon this your people, that rightly observing this holy season, they may learn to know you more fully and to serve you with a perfect will, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and evermore.